Welcome, 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 heart friends, to our March Heart Share class. This is our first Heart Share class of spring. Our redbud trees are blooming, purple flowers all over. We have a bumblebee nest in the pump house of our well, which is it's inactive at present, but the bumblebees come out this little crack and go up into the tree, and when you come out in the morning,
recording in progress.
When you come out in the morning, the redbud trees are full of bumblebees, which are very interesting to watch, and they just kind of fly lazily past you. It's like, how can they do that? But they do. They are a contradiction of physics, but they don't care. They do it anyway, which is pretty amazing. Our class tonight is, we have a heart stream by Sir Vector. And beloved Sir Vector was, when he was in an embodiment, his name was Jerome Tweedy. And he was a fixture at the Livingston Heart Center, the sanctuary there in Livingston, Montana. And he was the gentle giant, who was very tall, very quiet, very polite, very loving, and he was a marvelous photographer. He loved photography, especially nature photography. And some of the little videos that you see on our services online sometimes, when you see the little fairy statues in the grass and those kinds of things, Jerome took all of those pictures, took those videos, and he had a great love for elementals and for the outdoors. I don't know for sure where he was born in this life, but he's just very recently ascended, just in the last couple of years, so he's very, very close to Earth. So if you need any favors or any help with your garden, be sure and call on Sir Vector, because he will be happy to help you. I'd like to go ahead with our program now. Lenore Harris is going to introduce the heart stream and start us off here. Lenore, are you ready?
I am. Thank you, Barbara.
Take it away, Lenore.
Okay. As Barbara mentioned, of course, we're honoring Ascended Master Jerome Tweedy, and we are honored to be hearing from him tonight, Sir Vector, who encourages us to be bold in our spirituality. At the end of the class, in about an hour and a quarter, please stay to find out what's happening in our community, ask any questions or share insights, or give us prayer requests if you have any for yourself or your family or anyone that you would like. So at this time, let us please listen to the mission and vision statements for the Heart Center. I will read this and see if it's something that you think you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'll give the opening invocation. And if you would like to follow along, this prayer is in the invitation that you've received. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Sir Vector, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now we will sing together Psalm 116. This is my father's and mother's worlds. And this also should be in your snail mail or email that you received. So as we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. Song number 116, this is my father's and mother's world.
Thank you, Lenore, for your introduction. We're going to...
You're welcome.
We're going to play the heart stream now. And the title of the heart stream is Savor Your I Am Presence. Be bold and expand your abundant consciousness.
Jesus would have me share. I say, savor your I Am Presence. Give devotion to your real self. Invest yourself in God within and know who you are within this reality that is your Buddha nature. complete. Dearest friends, heart friends of the ages, I am your servector. Jerome, come again to speak with you through David about what I see as essential for you to know at this critical hour of Earth's history. For having so recently left your company, I have increased in divine wisdom, and I have implored Saint Germain himself to allow me to come this day to invest a great energy, a vortex of light in your midst that you may utilize in your spiritual work to meet the challenges of this hour. This vortex of sacred fire is composed of all the rays of which you know, and many more that are beyond this plane of being in which you reside. For, dearest ones, there are many dimensions of beingness in God's eternal presence. And only after you ascend to become one with God will you understand the dynamics of energy itself, of light and all of its quintessences. Only after you have been fully subsumed into that living reality of universal beingness will you know the all possibilities that are yours to move into and through these higher fields of God glory, and to then utilize them from the ascended state to bring great benefits to sentient beings evolving yet upon earth. What is crucial for you to understand is that when you do savor the God presence, the I am that I am within your heart, there is an alchemy that transforms your entire life and then provides unto you a great cosmic impetus for you to, in effect, co-create the miraculous while still embodied upon earth. Often devotees and even initiates who have moved beyond many limitations yet remain in a state of consciousness where they do not fully access these all possibilities, the spirit of the universal or great white brotherhood in their midst. And so I come to let you know, dearest ones, that you should be bolder in going forth as a servitor of light, as a great discoverer of what lies within you and what is opportune for you to know, so that your work may become even more providential, beneficial to life in this realm. Or if you lack the courage, the resolve, or the perspicacity to take those daring do attitudes in your life forward day by day, you may just not complete everything that you came to earth to accomplish, dearest hearts. Yet when you are bold and when, through our encouragement, you breach the bounds of mortality by investigating through the sciences of the spirit what is actually possible for you to know, to become, and then to deliver to Earth's evolutions. I say that you will actually be much more happy, joyful, resilient, and resonant. Your auric flow field will expand beyond the bounds that you have allowed it to manifest within to date.
Now, Lenore will answer. She will define the term holy boldness.
Okay. What I came to was spiritual or holy boldness, a courageous effort put forth for a righteous physical or spiritual endeavor. So basically, Sir Vector is talking about this concept throughout this whole beautiful heart stream, and you're really going to get, you know, a more full sense of that. But what I saw was kind of the spiritual aspect of it, and then he also gets into the physical aspect of how we can be bold. And he spends, as you'll see, a lot of time on spiritually encouraging us to be all that we can be. You know, he sees now from heaven's perspective, and he knows this, you know, and he sees, and he knows that, you know, that we can be, you know, much more than we're manifesting to this point. So I think that's what he is really encouraging us to do, is just take those steps, or just even imagine yourself, like he says, imagine yourself with your aura as large as Gautama's, and, you know, these kinds of things where we stretch the limits, you know, and even said breaching the bounds of mortality, just increasing our vision of who we are so that we can be bold in the world and what we can help co-create and help to manifest with bringing in the golden crystal age. And he talks about, you know, us being a god man or a god woman while we're yet in the physical. The definition I think that he gives about being spiritually bold or holy boldness is one who has spiritual boldness is one who with daunting courage and cosmic resolve moves heaven and earth through his or her faith to draw heaven into this plane again and again through righteous works, glorifying the one eternal God by love, by wisdom, and by that faith. So he talks about bringing forth things into the physical. He says it takes courage, resolve, and divine intent to fashion from that desire something that you can touch. So all I can say is let's just enjoy the rest of this art stream. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenore. We appreciate your input. Now we'll continue.
Imagine your aura now the size of Gautama's. Envision this, feel it, intuit what may be possible and able to be accomplished through this dynamic, dearest ones. Let your imagination fly in the face of the dark ones who have themselves envisioned a world that would be nothing like what you can co-create with Moria and other masters. Imagine with me now the golden age fulfilled in your midst in this hour with all manner of magical inventions at hand and available to utilize, with a world that indeed is teeming with divine life in your midst. Resources untold that you have through God free will, the ability to utilize and access day after day in your sacred work to bring the earth into this state as a solar civilization fulfilled. Yes, blessed hearts, if there is one thing that I have learned, it is that many of you limit yourselves much more than you realize, and that if you would indeed be courageous in this way, much, much more could come unto and within the Heart Center community worldwide that would be graceful, dynamic, powerful in its opportunity to change the course of this civilization at this very hour. Many of you have dreamed great or big dreams of what can be. Yet then later, in a few weeks or months, you let go of those dreams. They do not seem as real to you as when you experienced them the first time. So what key may I offer that would allow you to have these dreams locked within your heart, your mind, your spirit, so that they are an ever-present reality that you can feed through meditation and through your prayer services, the light that is essential to then bring them forth alchemically in your life?
Now, Geraldine will name some keys to living a disciplined life. Go ahead, Geraldine. Press star 6 to speak.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me okay? Okay. Sir Vector says that a disciplined life is essential for a spiritual life. A few keys to a disciplined life are love, vision, commitment, virya, constancy, loving forgiveness, and faith. Love is the most important key. Love of God, love of the masters, the angels, and our I Am presence motivate us to organize our time and space to prepare a sacred space for our daily devotions. Love of God and our higher self is a requirement in making the necessary commitment to our disciplined path of the ascension and self-realization. Faith in ourselves is necessary to keep that commitment. Virya is the energy and enthusiasm required to obey God's will to live a disciplined life. Constancy and consistency help us to maintain a harmonious and regular routine. Loving forgiveness is essential, especially when outer influences or our lesser selves distract us from our devotions. Rigidity in discipline is self-defeating and self-destructive. Love is always the best way and the most important key.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Geraldine. Now we'll continue with the heart stream.
Yes, a disciplined life is essential, setting aside that time to be with God and to utilize all that you know to then actually engage in this divine experience. Yet the key that I see, dearest ones, also, is that you smile, that you have full faith in God as answering your requests in the now moment, and that through your complete and total acceptance that this is already a reality in the etheric world, and that you are simply chiding it, as it were, to come down into this plane of being and be in physicality a reality, you then magically endow your vision with life itself, with the luminescence of heaven and the glories of the effulgent world that exists all around you beyond your human sight. You know that I lived a very simple life in many ways, And this was because I maintained that childlike attitude, that anything could be possible. Remember when I told David himself that I desired to be the president? Well, of course, it was not to be in the physical plane. Yet my essence could support a true president. My love, my light, my beingness in God could overshine anyone who was destined to hold that office, so that he or she would actually live in a higher reality and bring forth the will of God through their life and their work. So, dearest ones, you may be anywhere, at any time, with anyone in consciousness, through your divine imagination yoked, through God vision with Cyclopea and Virginia and the Elohim themselves. You may actually do great work far beyond what you have limited yourself to engage in if you will simply let go of the boundaries of mortality and embrace the unlimited reaches of cosmic space through a consciousness within the divine mother realm of the all-knowingness, all-beingness, and the all-power of the Almighty. Yes, dearest ones, invoke omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence daily to be downloaded through your I Am presence into your heart and mind for you to utilize to be God where you are, to be, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, a God-man or God-woman while yet here in physical form upon this planet.
Now Sharon Wallace is going to answer, how does it feel to receive a download? Go ahead, Sharon. Star six. Is Sharon not here? Sharon, we're not hearing you. Press star six to speak, please. Well, we're not hearing Sharon, so I will go ahead and answer this question.
There she is.
Oh, here she is. Okay. Sharon, are you ready to answer your question? Press star six.
She did.
We're still not hearing you, unfortunately.
Go ahead and answer it.
I'm going to have to move on for timeliness sake. I've had downloads a few times. The most dramatic one that I ever had was shortly after Philip and I got married, and we were on a little kind of a mini honeymoon trip out west right after we got, about a month after we got married, and we were at Hoover Dam, which is a magnificent place if you've never seen it. And I turned around at one point, and I was looking at this star map, which they have built into the floor of this patio area, viewing area outside of the dam structure itself, and I just felt like I had a knock on the top of my head, and all of a sudden I had a complete memory of a past life, all in the space of probably 30 seconds, pour into my mind. And It's a good thing Philip was standing there. I probably would have fallen over, but I just had this great physical rush of sensation, and I was kind of quivering and shaking all over. But I had this memory, and it happened so fast, my mind couldn't even process it completely at that time. And then I was able to describe what had happened to me afterwards to Philip, and it was the last time that he and I had been together on this planet, which was several thousands of years ago. Pretty amazing. Not everybody has a physical reaction like that to a download, but it's like electricity coursing through your body. That's how I always experience it. It is. It's like we're keepers of the lightning, and you have this internal zap a lot of times that you might feel when the spirit hits you. I know in this is a phenomena that we often associate with Pentecostal churches, and some black churches do this where it's called falling out, where the Holy Spirit just kind of puts a zap on you and it can literally knock you down, but hopefully not. But it brings just a wonderful, very, very intense concentration of spiritual energy, and then it's our job to understand it and put it to work in our own lives. Because things like that always happen for a reason. It's because you need a particular lesson at that point in time. It might take you a while to understand the lesson, but it's because your soul requires that at that moment in time. So let's go ahead on now with the heart stream.
When you believe in yourself as God believes in you, all things indeed are possible unto you. There is nothing that cannot be accomplished, fulfilled, and completed when you know who you are as a God self-realized being of light. The astral hordes will flee your presence. The dark ones will be blinded by your light. Those fallen from their own higher state of being will shield their eyes before the son, the daughter of the one, who with daunting courage and cosmic resolve moves heaven and earth through his or her faith to draw heaven into this plane again and again through righteous works, glorifying the one eternal God by love, by wisdom, and by that faith. O holy friends, whom I have embraced time and again, very recently, I show you a vision now of what I see for every heart center community, the five called forth by the Master, and many more in the future. I show you these teeming with energy and joy, with children and families, with gardens and many copses of fruit and nut trees, with creative efforts to draw souls unto them who desire to be part of the Aquarian model of a new solar civilization. Yes, dearest hearts, share your vision liberally with others. Invest them, even as they may desire to be invested in this work of the Spirit. Believe with totality that these are indeed manifesting, even as the rain descends from the clouds above you and waters the plains and the fields and the gardens and the lives of the righteous ones upon earth. It is because I had that simple yet profound faith in the Divine One that I was attuned to the I Am voice within my own heart, and that my eyes were clear in loving every being and in embracing anyone and everyone who would simply listen to my ideas or accept a little card that I made or a photograph that I took, that I was able to fulfill my destiny and then return unto the One in that great initiation of the Ascension. It is different for each of you. Your pathway is unique, yet the same simple design of your creative life may be fulfilled through that virtuous heart wed to spirit, that life dedicated, consecrated to the eternal cause of planetary and personal freedom. Yes, we see the designs of the Dark Ones etched in black in your midst, oozing with astral energies and the deceptions and decadent and foul, wretched stink of the lower astral plane. Yet, dearest one, this is as nothing compared to the vision of true initiates who hold within their mind's eye and their hearts of fire a cosmic vision of Aquarius fulfilled. Believe, believe, believe in yourselves. Accept this calling to a higher life in a dynamic whereby anything is possible and truth is everywhere. Through this dispensation of this talismanic energy field in your midst, there is also, at my request, an acceleration of the exposure of the liar and his, her lie upon and around the earth through the mass media that will accelerate, dearest hearts, the awakening process for thousands and millions throughout the nations. If there is one 1 minute meditation that you can engage in, it is simply to set yourself in your seat in complete silence. Give yourself to Cyclopea and Virginia and envision perfection for your life and the lives of your loved ones, your family, your community, your nation, your planet, with complete concentration, acceptance, and cosmic faith. 1 minute a day, a daily dose of cosmic light can make a difference for Aquarius to manifest throughout the earth. Imagine millions doing this at various times throughout the day and empowering heaven to then be able to coalesce within the earth everywhere.
And now Donna Dregan will answer, how can you help bring in the Aquarian Age? Go ahead, Donna.
Well, as he said, we can meditate 1 minute a day. And visualization is so extremely important. And also practice the golden rule. That's what's going to bring in. Visualize the way we want it to happen. And it's very difficult these days, but we need to concentrate on what we want to see, what we want to come in. We can't walk on both sides of the street at the same time. We can't be in the midst of all this garbage is what's going on today and then expect for the golden age to be coming in. We have to concentrate on the golden age. And we have been told that it's going to, one of the places is going to be starting with the Spanish groups. And we had a conference last weekend where they talked about what some of them are doing. And now, this weekend, we're having a Congress, International Congress, and it's free. And everyone can listen and see what the Spanish people have been doing. And they're bringing in things for the young people. And all of this starts with the family. We've got to visualize it, meditate 1 minute a day, bringing in the golden age, visualizing what we want to happen. And also, we've been told we can say infinite light descend, infinite light descend, infinite light descend. We can say that all day long if we want. It only takes a second. So we have to concentrate on what we want because we've been told visualization is, I think they said 60%. Visualize what you want to happen, and it'll happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
You see, it takes attunement, not time, for the reality of God glory to be yours. And through that attunement or at-one-ment with your source, it actually becomes tangible, viewable, real in your midst. You know these alchemical principles, and yet at times you still fear the dynamics of actually engaging with the masters and bringing forth what you truly desire. When your desire is pure and your vision is clear, the masters are there, right in your midst, dearest hearts. And the alchemy of joy becomes the new standard, becomes the new cosmic norm for those who have fully surrendered to this all possibility through their complete faith and belief. Yes, I am reminding you again of what you already know. Yet I pray that you will feel this authentic and true belief in you as the ones who can indeed make it a reality now, rather than in the year 2034 or whenever others have said that it would be so. Why limit yourself to 12 years from now for this to be complete and true? The real disciples of the Christ learn to live in the present moment and draw forth from the universal what they required in that moment. This is why Jesus said, "Take no thought for the future. Go forth and preach the gospel, taking nothing with you, for all the resources that you will require will be at hand by your invocation, and the angels who surround you will welcome you to those who will help you along the way or provide what you require each day, each hour." Can you imagine yourself even now letting go of your homes and all that you hold so dear to engage in a greater work of spirit, dearest ones? Can you imagine the original disciples leaving their nets and leaving their former lives and fulfilling their mission in many and varied countries around the world, that the Holy Spirit directed them to travel to and then inspire souls there? Well, some of you have left your nations, your former states, and former states of being to come here, either to the United States, to Montana, to Livingston, to engage in a focused way for us. Yet there are many others out there who have yet to surrender their comfortable lives, and who I say, if they dared to challenge themselves and open the possibilities before them of what could be, they would be amazed to see their new life of joy, of divine happiness, and of self-fulfillment, working with others in a very collaborative way that would bring more energy, more power, more dynamism into play to bring this vision, your vision, into the physical plane. So you see, all things are indeed possible. Yet it takes that courage, that resolve, that divine intent to fashion from that desire something that you can touch, and then that joy brings you an amazing new opportunity to do it again and again in other ways, dearest hearts. Now I request that you engage in a specific alchemy today, that each and every one of you listening today donate $100 to the new fund to precipitate the five centers of light. Some of you have the resources to donate $1,000 or $10,000. This is my challenge to each of you. Make that alchemy real by sacrificing, if necessary, something to feed the ante, feed the pool that will bring forth these communities. Do it within the next 24 hours. Or for those of you hearing this broadcast later, within 24 hours of when you hear my words, and then feel the power of that alchemical sacrifice, if you would call it that. For I have also received a dispensation to multiply this collective offering by a dispensation that will truly make a difference, dearest ones, both for the alchemy and for you individually. I will not reveal the exact quotient of that dispensation, yet I say that I have placed upon the altar of El Moria in his retreat a tangible offering from my own causal body to secure this dispensation. And I say that it is and was a great sacrifice for me to do this. Therefore, I would not ask you to make a sacrifice that I myself was unwilling to make. And so it is with many of you. Now, does this sound like a new strategy or some wanton effort by David to bring more abundance to the coffers of the Heart Center? Some of you will wail against and rail against this. I understand. David had no knowledge of this before my message began. It is simply a reality that I am bringing you this message because the time is right for the alchemy to truly begin, even though it was announced a few months ago, and many of you have yet to engage in it. If you simply let the words of the masters fly by you and don't actually do anything or engage, dearest ones, how do you think that we will build these five communities? Yet if each and every one of you, hundreds of you, even over 1,000 of you who could hear this message, give, imagine the benefits, the opportunities, and the blessings that will come forth through your collective efforts. Yes, dearest ones, I realize where each of you is in your personal plan for divine abundance, in the challenges presented unto you, yet you have created your own life and world. And if you lack in abundance, it is your own doing, yes? So instead of being focused on lack, focus on the abundant life that you truly have already as spiritual abundance, and allow that spiritual abundance to be transformed into physical abundance, and then wield your sword of light to then carve it out from the ethers into a check or a donation by credit card in this cycle, so that we may begin in earnest this alchemy for our collective future.
And now, Dwin will answer, how can you increase your spiritual and physical abundance? Go ahead, Dwin. Press star 6. We're not hearing you, Dwin.
Uh-oh.
There you are.
Oh, I'm on mute now?
Now
Hello?
We hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I definitely agree with this beloved one, because tithing definitely works, and I've had enough experiences where I can really believe it and know it. And so this is how we gain our spiritual and physical abundance. And our Heart Center community we have wonderful prayers, decrees, and mantras available to assist us in drawing the perfect vision and abundance for our spiritual and monetary requirements. So whenever I have felt like, oh, I could use a little bit more here, I'll tithe and away we go. It really definitely picks up the abundance. And as we put God first in our lives, and direct where we feel a lack in our self-assessment, we go to work to correct those weaknesses through prayer and conscious effort and listening grace and maintaining harmony and tithing to a life-supporting organization, which the Heart Center, as I've witnessed for all these years, it definitely is. And giving gratitude for the abundance that we have and is yet to come. So we have a service on Tuesday afternoons for the Divine Economy of America and the world, which helps us individually and our nations to move in their divine direction. So Elmoria came to deliver a heart stream through our messenger, David Christopher Lewis, on September 4th, 2018, and shared a message expanding on this topic. Moria says that tithing sets in motion a divine engagement with God within 10 dimensions. It does not just manifest monetarily. It could result in receiving certain higher graces, a greater level of clarity of divine consciousness, an easier ability to sustain our inner awareness of the God light within, and maybe an easier ability to reach higher spiritual levels during meditations and during our time of silence and stillness, and even during our spiritual services. So living in gratitude increases our ability to magnetize these graces and physical supply. So I truly support it and encourage it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Duane. Now we'll continue with the heart stream.
Yes, dearest hearts, Saint Germain himself also backed my request, and he himself also offers a certain quotient, very large, that will come forth if we reach that figure of $10,000 within 24 hours of this message being heard. It is what you would call a matching fund from the Master's own causal body that he will then deliver through one individual who would step forth to actually embody the Master's energy field and consciousness to support this work. That individual who actually becomes the one through whom the matching will occur will balance 1% of his or her karma through this action. And this itself is also a dispensation. Blessed hearts, I know some of these things seem, for some, unspiritual, too materialistic. Yet what is spirit and what is matter? Energy. What are you composed of? Energy. And if you desire all that can be possible, transform your energy. Transmute your energy into a physical representation of what is required for it to then help you fulfill your God desires. The greatest alchemists understood the nature of the transformation of energy. Have you discerned that my knighted name may even have something to do with this, dearest hearts? Well, I move from vector to vector, from dimension to dimension, through light, through my consciousness wed to spirit. I am not limited or bound by any mechanistic thinking or human momentum or lack of faith through unbelief. I am an unlimited being in God, because I gave my all and surrendered to the divine process of the holy sublimation of my life into the I am that I am. Precious ones, I leave you with this little pearl of wisdom, that the greatest among you is indeed the servant of all. Therefore, serve and love one another as a true servitor of light. And by doing this daily, giving of yourself in service, even sacrificial service, you will wield great cosmic energies and the all possibilities through the law of precipitation will be yours to then utilize to glorify God in many amazing ways.
I just wanted to speak a little bit on Sir Vector's pearl of wisdom, that the greatest among you is the one that is the servant of all. And we can find ways, great and small, to help one another. But as Jesus said, remember, love one another as ye love yourself. So you have to learn to value and love yourself the way God loves us. So you don't give everything away and have nothing left for yourself. You don't want the well to run dry. You need to learn to cherish yourself and be merciful to yourself. And then you never lack for energy to give, as Sir Vector says, because all life is energy. Let's continue. There's just a little bit left of the heart stream.
Yes, the ways of the Spirit are beautiful. And I invite you tonight to make the call to come to Saint Germain's retreat and to learn more about cosmic alchemy with the great master of Aquarius. He will show you inventions that have never been dreamed of yet, that can come forth soon through righteous hearts wed to spirit. He will show you the dynamics of Aquarius and what the earth may look like 200 years from now. He will show you your own ascended light body after you have self-realized in completeness who you are in God and what you will be doing 200 years from now. Some of you may swoon almost in disbelief that these could be true. Yet I assure you, the Master does not lie. The Master simply seeks to inspire you, as I have tried to today, to be bolder. And through that courage, to resolve to do a little bit more than you have to date. God bless you, my friends, each and every one. If you feel my currents of love for you now, you may just realize that all of this that has been said is indeed true, and that I stand as your humble servant before you to goad you higher through love. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved Sir Vector, for this wonderful, loving message. We are so grateful for you standing for us in the courts of heaven and for teaching us all these wonderful things to inspire us, to urge us on, to keep on keeping on, as Lanello says. We are most grateful. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. We appreciate all of our HeartShare team members. Dwyn, are you able to give the announcement?